Hey guys, welcome back to another episode here with Izzy. Today we're going to be talking about some more basketball. Alright y'all, we're going to start out talking about this kid named Mikey Williams. He is a sophomore in high school, and he is in the top three of class 2023. He's 6'3", 220 pounds. He's only 16 years old and is in the top three of the class 23, which is absolutely crazy considering his age and where he's ranked at. It's pretty dang cool. So Mikey Williams was playing in a school in San Diego, California, and he's now moving to Charlotte, North Carolina to attend Lake Norman Christian School in the 2021 season, and that's going to be quite an asset for them because Mikey played with the San Diego team for a while and had some really good games with them. Like LeBron came and watched him, which Bronny and Mikey have played together before. So I was talking about this kid named Bronny James earlier, which is he is a basketball player who attends Sierra Canyon High School in Los Angeles, who is the oldest son of professional basketball player LeBron James. He's 6'2", about the same as Mikey, and he is really good too. He did play at some other school and then transferred to Sierra Canyon, and he has some really good teammates that he played with in the 2020 season, and it went real well. They had a good season, and Bronny's he's overall a really good basketball player, which he has his dad to have him as well, so that makes a lot of sense too. So even though Mikey has had a lot of offers, Bronny has had a lot of offers as well. I mean, not as much, but like there are also some big university. He's had UCLA, North Carolina, Kansas, Duke, and Kentucky, which are all some really good D1 colleges that he's getting looked at, and I'm sure he's going to end up getting some big offers, plan possibly even go into the NBA as his father does, which would be awesome if maybe Bronny and Mikey end up getting together. Even Zion Wade, who played with them for their traveling team for a little bit, that'd be some pretty good NBA action going there. Alright, I'm gonna kind of just stop talking about like all the big stuff, all the big guys, because they're a little bit better than I am. But anyways, I kind of just want to talk about Web City basketball, girls and guys. And like, I mean, Web City's not like perfect, but like we're not too bad. We're not like nationally great, ranked, and all that crap. But like we could be better, I guess. I mean, the coach kind of has part on it, which isn't really the kid's fault. But I'm kind of excited for this season. I mean, my freshman year kind of sucked because the coach kind of has favorites that he has, which, again, this year he has favorites because, you know, his daughter's on the team who's probably going to start varsity, What? And I mean, nobody can really control that, but eventually I feel like he's going to realize not all games are going to be won because of that. And I've talked to a couple of teammates and stuff, and we've talked about, like, how he's going to eventually realize some of the stuff he has us do. Like, that's not going to work. Like, we scrimmaged a JV, and, like, sorry, coach, but that's not how it's done. But anyways, even though my freshman year was good, this year has been pretty good, because I've gotten, like, a lot more varsity time, and my favorite coach is Coach Fairclough, and I would rather play for her anyways, because she's, like, all around, she normally, like, she helps us a lot and, like, explains things more easily and make sure we get it before we go out and perform in front of everybody with it. I mean, Coach Robbins is the same thing, but, like, I feel like it's more about those first five people who are going to step on the floor to start off everything, which is completely fine with me, but I feel like he needs to give everybody a chance. So, enough ranting. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and hope y'all have a great day.